Hello and welcome to the 9-part How Do I video series on Microsoft Web Matrix. You are currently watching part 3 of the series, How Do I Change the Visual Style of the Web Page Using the Web Matrix Tool. In this example, we will demonstrate how to add styling to the web page using a cascading style sheet, or CSS, in Web Matrix. We will apply this styling to the default.html page that we created in part 2 of this series. Let's begin with the page division that is used to logically divide the page into blocks by using the div tag. To do this, wrap the list containing the movies into a div tag. The div tag is a logical divider that doesn't have any physical appearance, so there will be no impact on the output. Now let's apply the hyperlink functionality to the list items. To convert all of the list items into hyperlinks, wrap the text of the movie in an anchor tag and set the href property to hash. Next, let's add a header and footer to the page. To add the header, just wrap the h1 tag in a div tag and provide the ID value as header. Similarly, add the footer and enter some text and a hyperlink in it. Next, let's apply some style to the header. To do this, apply the style attribute to the h1 tag and set the color property to blue, font size to 32, font family to Verdana, and text decoration to underline. Now run the page in the web browser. The page displays a list of movies with a hyperlink applied on each of the list elements. Also, the header and footer are displayed with the styles applied to them. Applying style on every individual element would end up with a lot of text on the page, which results in slowing down the browser and hence affecting the overall performance of the site. So instead of putting all the style code in individual tags, let's specify the class attribute title on the H1 tag. To do this, enter the CSS code syntax for the title class. This code is placed within a style tag in the header of the page. Also set the class attribute of the H1 tag as title. Next, let's apply some style to the list of movies. To do this, enter the CSS code syntax for the MovieList class that sets the list style property as none. This would remove all the numbers from the list. Now run the page in the web browser. The header is displayed with the styles applied to it. Also, the list is displayed without the numbers. Until now, we have been writing the complete code in the default.html file, but if the site has more than one page, then it is better to use the CSS file. So now let's create a CSS file and put all the style codes in it. To do this, click New, and then click New File. The New File dialog box opens up. Here, select CSS as a file type and name it movies.css. Then click OK. It opens the movies.css file with an empty body tag. Replace this with the CSS code. Now go back to the HTML file, delete the entire script tag, and replace it to use the references of the movies.css file. It tells the browser to load the style sheet instead of getting the styles directly within the page. Similarly, remove the reference of the title class from the H1 tag. Next, let's apply some style to the footer to make it look a little nicer. To do this, insert a footer class in the movies.css file and apply some style to this class. Now run the page in the web browser to see the result. The page shows the similar results as shown earlier with some styles implemented on the footer. This sample application shows how you can apply CSS and Web Matrix to add the styling information to your web page and to externalize the CSS so that it can be shared across different pages, including how to set up a CSS class that allows you to style multiple elements. Thanks for watching the video, hope you enjoyed it, and see you next time.